The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. So thank you all and welcome to the happy hour. So for today's practice, we're continuing to explore the practice of mudita. Mudita in Pali, M-U-D-I-T-A, translated often as vicarious joy, sympathetic joy. Basically, it's happiness for another being's happiness. Happiness for another being's happiness, which is a wonderful way for us, for our hearts to light up, to feel happy for circumstances of happiness, whether it's somebody else, whether it's external or internal. Internal will be expressed as gratitude usually. Mudita becomes gratitude. External is this joy for another person's joy, taking delight in someone else's good fortune. Yay, yay. And I've been talking and Diana has been talking about mudita. So I won't repeat all the other things I've been saying at the beginning of the previous sessions, but a new thing I want to introduce, a new idea I want to introduce tonight for our consideration about this practice is sometimes people wonder and ask, what is the relationship between wisdom practices such as Vipassana, mindfulness, seeing things as they are, practicing with seeing, say, impermanence, etc., the wisdom practices. What's the relationship between those and the heart practices? Metta, mudita, karuna, compassion, loving kindness, vicarious joy. And of course, they support each other. And in many ways, they are one and the same. When you really deeply practice insight, it opens up to love and compassion and happiness for all beings, good fortune. And then the other way around, when you deeply practice these practices of the heart, there's a sense of presence and seeing the way things are. It lights up for you. It becomes easier to see. So what I want to point out is, as wisdom, when our hearts opens up to the wisdom of selflessness, of the sense of, yes, there is the self, we take care of it. Of course, it's important we bathe it and feed it. And yet, as we succeed in not always being so self-centered in our regard, we pop out of that. There's a sense of ease. There can be a sense of lightness if we don't keep worrying about the gain and loss of just this person that is me. But when we expand our vision through wisdom practices, then there's a sense of opening to gladness of other people when we're not just comparing, oh, is my gladness more than their gladness? It's just happiness in the world. There's this from the perspective of the enlightened mind. And if when I say that, you think, well, I'm not enlightened yet. Well, fake it till you become it. Assume in this moment, okay, what if for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to take on the perspective of the enlightened mind. Like, okay, you're in here somewhere. Nikki says, trust that you're in here somewhere, enlightened perspective, awakened perspective. Can I lean into that? And can I just lean into that? And can I lean into that perspective of awakened mind? And like, what if there is more spaciousness and other people's gladness is not them and me, the other, not othering, if there's no othering happening, but it's just gladness. It's just goodness in the world. It's just goodness. And your heart can delight. This heart can just delight in goodness in the world, in gladness. So as we practice tonight with vicarious joy, that is the invitation. That is the invitation. And you don't need any previous experience. I'll guide you. And again, if the opposite comes up, whatever comes up, as long as you hold it with kindness, with care, just turn towards it. If grief comes up, if sadness comes up, if comparison comes up, if judgment comes up, as long as you turn towards it and hold it with kindness, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Kindness, it's okay. It's okay. This universality of kindness from the perspective of the awakened mind applied now to this pain right here, right now, this challenge. You're doing this practice right. So just applying friendliness, generosity of heart to whatever arises. Maybe gladness in the world, maybe challenge. It's all good, okay? So let's practice together. I'll guide us. Let's get into our meditation posture. Landing in our seat. Landing, arriving. Letting the body relax, softening all the muscles, forehead, the eyes, the jaw, shoulders, let them drop. Chest. Let it relax. Abdomen, lower abdomen. Let the tightness be softened. Let go from inside. Let your sit bones relax, give their weight up to the earth. Your legs, upper legs, lower legs and feet, all of them. All the lower body. Dropping their weight onto the earth. Bringing the attention to the breath in the lower abdomen being received. In breath, out breath. One breath at a time. Letting there be an intimacy between your awareness, the knowing, and the breath, where the breath is intimately known, the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Landing, arriving, settling with each breath in this body, relaxing, letting go. Arriving, settling with each breath, every moment a new arrival. And when thoughts arise, simply noticing, kindly noticing. And gently saying, not now. Smilingly saying, not now, thank you. And letting awareness come back intimately with the breath in the body, settling, taking this moment of delicious refuge in the moment. Just this breath, just this moment, right here, right now. Now, I'd like to invite you, as you feel embodied, as you feel your body, the breath in the body, settled, connected to the earth, the breath moving through your abdomen, settling into the expansiveness of your own capacity for goodwill, this awakened mind and heart, also called the Buddha nature, or maybe just referring to it, relating to it as this capacity within that's expansive. That you have access to, you have had access to it many times in your life. This expansiveness of intention and vision, this generosity of goodwill and kindness. This connection, as if to all of humanity, trusting it's there, trusting it is available in here. And as if you were sensing with, seeing with Buddha eyes or divine eyes, looking at the whole world, as if divinity or the Buddha or whatever symbol works for you had slipped into your heart center and shining through your eyes, looking at the world. With eyes of generosity and goodwill. Happy for others' happiness. And your eyes land upon someone you don't know very well. Maybe someone maybe you have seen at the grocery store or a neighbor. Stand in for all of humanity. This human being. And through these eyes, expansive eyes, expansive perspective, that's not just limited to you and your self-interest, but appreciates goodness. Seeing that this human being is not so different from you. Just like you, they want to be happy. And just like you, they have hopes and dreams. And just as complex an inner life. They have just the as complex an inner life as you do. For you to appreciate. As if from within, with this divine eye, that yes, they want to be happy. They have wishes and hopes and dreams, sufferings and joys. They have blessings in their life, just like I do. We're siblings. We're not so different in this way, in these ways. And just as I would be happy for my own blessing or good fortune. My heart can celebrate and take joy, be happy for this person's happiness, whatever it might be. Maybe imagining a blessing if the person seems healthy, or if they're walking around or if they have a job, or whatever it is, you can imagine a blessing of a happy partnership. For example, it's okay to be creative here with your imagination. Connecting with the humanity of this being, this person. A place of expansiveness of heart. Generosity, just as I want to be happy, just as I celebrate my joys, my good fortune. Dear fellow human being, may your happiness, may your good fortune, may you cherish it, may you enjoy it, may it increase. May it never wane. I take delight. I share in your good fortune's delight. Wishing well for you for it to increase. It's okay to be creative in your visualization, to connect with the sense of generosity of spirit, of happiness for others' happiness. Maybe you see yourself as a little fairy with wings, flying about and seeing different people in the world and their good fortune and how happy they are. Maybe as they hug their young child whom they love and you feel happy for their blessing, for their happiness, as if you are feeling it yourself, as if it were your own. And staying with a neutral person, whomever you choose for a little while before moving to the next person, staying with them for a while. I'm happy for your happiness. I take delight in your joy as if it were my own. And at any point, if the opposite comes up, sense of envy, the far enemy, it's okay. This is a purification practice. Turn to it with metta, with kindness, supporting yourself with compassion. It's okay. Holding your own heart with care. May your happiness continue. May your blessing increase. May it never end. Fully well knowing that there is impermanence in life, and yet sharing our goodwill for a neutral, random person in the world whom we don't really know very well. Wishing them well, wishing them abundance. Their blessings to continue, feeling happy for their happiness. And notice in the moments when you do, when there is happiness for another person's happiness, how your body relaxes and there's a sense of joy radiating in you, happy making. Take note of that, please. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. I'm happy for your happiness. Connecting with people in your mind that you know you don't know them well. But they're human beings in your environment just the same. The compelling, complex inner life. And for the last minutes of this practice, letting this appreciation include your own blessing, some blessing in your life. And let your heart celebrate the goodness of this blessing. Taking delight, happy for your own happiness. I'm happy for my happiness, for my blessings. And whatever arose in this period of practice or did not arise, consider it a blessing instead of a distraction or problem. You showed up. It's a blessing that you showed up and you practiced as best as was available to you. Yay. Gladness for that. Happiness for this blessing. Let your heart be light and joyous for this blessing of showing up and practicing. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for showing up and practicing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Happy for this happiness of practicing with you in community in this moment. That's what I'm in touch with right now. As I see you, as I look at you, what a blessing it is. What good fortune to be able to show up and practice together. An unexpected gift of COVID. So, You're welcome to type in chat or raise your hand. Would love to hear from you, especially if you haven't shared in a while. And if you're new, would love to hear what you noticed, what was surprising, what you discovered, what worked, what didn't. It's all welcome. Your questions, reflections, support the community. So it's an act of generosity for you to actually share of yourself in this way, especially if you usually hold back thinking, oh, my comments, reflections are not that important. So you can raise your hand in using the reactions. Under reactions, there's a raise hand, or you can type it in chat, either to me or to everyone. What did you notice? What happened? Was feeling joy for somebody else's happiness, blessing, to come easy? Was it challenging? Did it, the framing this way, which was a little different, of actually feeling into this expansiveness as if you're a little angel or a little butterfly with wings, just kind of expansive. Did you try that on for size? Did that work for you? Did it not? Oh, lovely. Thank you. Don says, thank you, Nikki. Feeling joy for others was liberating. They are just like me. Oh, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Don. I love this. As you talk about it, was liberating, the sense of liberation, feeling joy and seeing the common humanity. Feeling joy for others was liberating. Beautiful. Lovely. Yes, Carlo, I do see your hand. Usually I don't see people's hand, but for you, I do. Hold on, I'm going to ask you to unmute. There you go.
One thing that worked really well for me was when you said thinking about the other person's complexities, that they have the complexities the same as I do, to think of people as three-dimensional, just like me. That helped unleash some goodwill towards this neutral person and to see them as a complete human being, yeah, instead of just a little bit I know about them.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Carla. Thanks for sharing that. And as you're saying that, I was seeing some heads nod in agreement with you. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. That can be key. And we can take that then into our lives. Oh, there's so little we know about these other human beings. They have a life just as compelling as ours. Wow. Right? It's obvious in some ways, but we don't consider it. It's profound. And Eric says, I really appreciated that we meditated on our blessings. It reminded me that amidst any situation, there are still blessings. Yes, thank you. Indeed, many blessings. And one reflection directly to me. I you don't say the names if they're directly to me unless you want them to be public. Feeling so lucky to have had this refuge of love and kindness during the pandemic, providing constant love out to this hurting world. Ah, thank you. That's such a lovely reflection. I'm so delighted that you're part of this community and you keep coming, practicing, and sharing this constant love to this hurting world and this container. And Terry says, I wonder about the sensation that arises for me when contemplating joy. It seems to be closely related to a deep sadness as well. Are there Are they related emotions? So when contemplating joy seems to be closely related to deep sadness, is it okay if I ask you to say a little more about this? I'm not. You may want to say it so that I understand what it is you're referring to. If you could unmute yourself, please, Terry.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to explain, but
These things
almost,
often are,
yeah, tears well up, a deep feeling in my heart wells up, and maybe I'm not understanding, maybe I haven't practiced joy enough. I certainly, it's not a natural, or it's some dealing with deep depression most of the time. Maybe it's that. I don't know. Maybe it's so opposite of what I normally feel then.
Thank you for adding all the nuances, which are actually beautiful and tender. So I don't know, and so I'm going to invite you to some investigate some curiosity to kind of sit with, because it might be that there is a tenderness that so it's not necessary, because what you're describing sounded to me like tearful tenderness, that the joy can feel so tender. Like sometimes joy can feel tender when kind of moist, like when you look at the little child or maybe a newborn, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so precious. There is the happiness, but yes, it's tender, like your eyes get moist. So I wonder also maybe it's that as it's finding its way, as you were saying, in the territory of touching into sadness, which might be habitual, and kind of finding its way to unbridled joy. It's kind of like finding its territory through tenderness, through sadness, through unbridled joy. So it's kind of an exploration. I wonder, Terry, how does that land for you?
Yeah, that really strikes a curiosity in me too. Like, huh? Yeah, I could definitely be tenderness.
And stay with it and be curious and oh yeah, joyful, and it's okay. It's okay. Great. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank
Beautiful.
you.
And Matthew, we'll let this be the last comment before we go into the groups. Yes, Matthew, please.
I just wanted to add on to that, in that I feel like a lot of these emotions are kind of like different sides of the same coin, in that at the heart of them is really like a feeling of like sincerity, maybe would be how I describe it. And so it's like when you feel something sincerely, it can very quickly change from like joy to even like to like compassion or sadness. It's like the core of them is sort of similar, and it's that feeling of just like it's that feeling of sincerity, which and so it's like if there's a sad tint to it, it's sad, but you're sincere about it. And then if it's happy, it's happy, but then you're happy about it or something. But it's all of it is a core of sincerity, and it's like a level that I think that a lot of times you're kind of on the surface, and so then sincerity, it feels like sincerity.
I appreciate this wholeheartedness, sincerity theme you're bringing. And what I'll add to it with what you brought in here in this context of practicing these different Brahma Viharas is, as long as we meet them with kindness, with care, with warmth, with as long as say that sadness is held with kindness. Yes, it's held with compassion. If when the happiness is held with kindness, it becomes a celebratory, wholehearted celebration of goodness and gladness. So that's where they keep their wholehearted balance in this practice, instead of veering into the challenging aspect. Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. And so let's go into groups now. So the invitation for the practice, and I'm going to open the groups as I'm talking about it. So the invitation is to doing too many things at the same time here. The invitation is to, yeah, maybe we'll start with 30 seconds of of silent mudita for each other, because you all have complex lives. It's just like me. All these human beings, I don't know their lives, but they're complex and interesting. So having this sense of vicarious joy for each other's joys, and then you can share as little or as much as you wish later. So I'm going to open the rooms. Here we go. Oh, please. I see smiles. Maybe we'll take one reflection before we end. Anyone? I see thumbs up. That's great. That's sweet. Great. And Jerry says, I noticed how kindness abounds. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. And Mary, okay, here you go.
Okay, now it just went out of my head. Oh, treating my sleepiness with kindness. Just like, okay, I'm sleepy.
Nice.
So I'm learning kindness. Thank you.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, treating mm-hmm. that sleepiness with gentleness, with kindness. Oh, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Lovely. And Susan asks, I like mudita and think there is more. Are we going to do it some more? Yes, we are. We're going to do it some more before we transition to the next and final Brahma Vihara. Hold you on the edge of your seat. But yes, we're going to do some more mudita until we transition. So thank you all. Thank you for sitting, practicing, showing up for the benefit of all beings everywhere, not just yourself. We do this practice for all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thank you all. Thank you. Oh, so I'm going to stop the